North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is Memorial Day weekend, and this is North Shore Today for Friday, May 22, 2020.
Commuters will be able to take a train from Lynn to Boston at subway rates through the end of the month. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the MBTA announced on Thursday that it is temporarily reducing fares on the Lynn Commuter Rail Station to reduce overcrowding on buses while the Blue Line is shut down for track and harbor tunnel repair work. Quote, for the same affordable price as a subway fare, riders can travel between the Lynn Station and downtown Boston through May 31, according to T General Manager Stephen Proftak in a statement. We're offering this temporary zone change with the goal of reducing crowding and promoting social distance on buses and the Blue Line during the current service diversion. More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
According to the Associated Press, the first $70 million in settlement payments to people affected by a series of natural gas explosions in Massachusetts in 2018 will be mailed Friday, today, about 6 weeks earlier than expected. There is a quote from an attorney, according to the Lawrence Eagle Tribune, who states that for those residents who filed a claim with the administrator seeking a lump sum payment, the average per household payment will be more than $8,000. Attorneys had asked for settlement payments to be fast-tracked because of the coronavirus pandemic. The explosions and fires in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover in September 2018 left a teenager dead, about two dozen injured, and destroyed or damaged more than 130 properties. People were left without natural gas service for months during the winter. The explosions were caused by overpressurized pipelines operated by Columbia Gas of Massachusetts, according to a federal investigation. The utility pleaded guilty to federal charges and agreed to pay a $53 million fine.
In Salem, police are investigating an apparent drive-by shooting Wednesday night. Buck Anderson has the story in today's Salem News. It happened near the intersection of Perkins and Levitt Streets at about 8:40 p.m. Upset residents told police, who quickly responded to the scene, that about 10 shots had been fired at an unknown target by a person or persons in a passing car that may have been a black Honda, but none of the witnesses were certain. They told police that they didn't actually see the shots fired, only that they heard them and turned to see the vehicle speed away. No one got the license plate number, nor could they say how many occupants were in the car, according to the police.
Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting on his website, tartalk.com, that the Baker-Polito administration announced that Massachusetts residents who are eligible for the Federal CARES Act and qualify for having exhausted their regular unemployment compensation may now receive the new Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, PEUC. The launch of this program marks the third and final benefit available for the Commonwealth through the CARES Act. PEUC provides up to 13 additional weeks of benefits to an individual who has exhausted all rights to any regular unemployment compensation and who meets other eligibility requirements of the CARES Act. PEUC will automatically begin for individuals who've been receiving regular standard unemployment benefits on an active claim, and those benefits are exhausted, and those individuals do not have to take any further action. According to Senator Tarr, if any individual's standard unemployment claim has expired, they must file a new standard claim. If the individual is monetarily eligible on the new standard claim, regardless of the benefit rate amount, they will receive benefits from that new claim. Otherwise, the individual will be eligible for PEUC on the prior claim, and it will be automatically implemented. You can read much more about this at tartalk.com.
In Swampscott, the Select Board and the Board of Health have passed two new emergency orders for Swampscott residents. In some places, it's stricter than the state level of reopening plan outlined by the governor this past Monday. David McClellan writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that, for example, while the congregations of fewer than 10 people are allowed by the state, the town has no congregation policy that applies to its parks and beaches and all areas outside of private households. The order is also more restrictive than the state when it comes to COVID-19 control plans for businesses that are reopening. At the state level, a COVID-19 control plan does not have to be submitted for approval, but must be put up at a business and readily visible to the public. At the town level, the plans must be submitted to the town for approval prior to reopening, addressing hygiene protocol, cleaning, and social distancing. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Michael Cronin's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. Residents will get to enjoy Manchester-by-the-Seas beaches once again as the second phase of the town's reopening plan kicks off on Memorial Day. Beginning Monday, Singing Beach and Black and White beaches will be open to residents only Monday through Friday in Manchester-by-the-Sea. The beaches will be open for walking and running use only, which means no swimming, sunbathing, or gathering in groups. All beach parking lots will still be closed off to the public. Open hours at Singing Beach are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Resident beachgoers between the ages of 12 and 65 will need to wear seasonal check-in tags while visiting. Tags will be available for $20 at the Singing Beach entrance. The bathhouse, canteen, and portalettes will not reopen for the time being. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
We have made it to Friday. Have a great Friday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. We do like to hear from you. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody, and stay safe.